December 13. Closer to Jesus. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. James chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. When temptation comes upon us, we need spiritual discernment, that we may detect Satan's agency and draw close to Jesus. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Every moment it is necessary to fight the good fight of faith, for doubt must be resisted, and faith must be encouraged. In temptation, inclination must be overruled by reason. Self will clamor for indulgence, but inclination must be resisted, and temptation overcome. The Lord has given warnings. He has presented principles that it is necessary for every Christian to heed and bring into his practical life. Those who pass on in indifference to the light and warning which God has been pleased to give will grow more and more egotistical and self-sufficient. Those who do not place their dependence upon God will surely be overthrown by the enemy. Satan is working by every conceivable device to keep in his own ranks those who claim to be on the Lord's side. He can blind their eyes until they will call light darkness and darkness light. Though the light of God is shining in more distinct rays than ever before, and will shine more and more clearly as we near the close of earth's history, those who will be able to discern truth from error will be men who are often upon their knees seeking wisdom from God. The bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness can alone reveal the numerous and varied plottings of the enemy. The wicked one is at work with all deceivableness of unrighteousness. And while we are not to keep our eyes upon the powers of darkness, we cannot be ignorant of their devices. But our faith must center in Jesus, looking unto him, clinging to his strength as sufficient for every emergency. Our heart joins his heart. Our life is knit by hidden links to his life. And because he lives, we shall live also. This is practical religion. For we are to be kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. No one of us can be saved, save as we join the Lord in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten by us. Review and Herald, March 14, 1893.